Yeah, looking forward to our home opener. Back to Hockey East action against the good UMass team, who's off to a really good start. So we're excited to get our schedule going here at home for the first time this year. I know the exhibition game we play, but that's it's not our real first home game. So this is the home opener, and we're excited.
All right, we'll open it up to questions, starting with Tyler.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the time as always. I want to start off asking about Aiden Celebrini. He's got a team high plus five. Obviously, his brother gets a lot of love. But what do you like about Aiden Celebrini?
Yeah, I really liked his game. He's been a real positive for us. He's gained and earned more minutes as we've started the season here. He keeps the game really simple. He fits into what we want to do. He plays fast. He's willing to take a hit to make a play. He's breaking pucks out very well. So he's been great up to this point. We want to keep building and keep growing his confidence.
Next, we'll go to Gracie.
Hi, Coach. What's the update for Lane and Weber this weekend?
They both practiced today. So it'll probably be decision made tomorrow on both of them. But I expect both have a pretty good chance of playing this weekend.
Next, we'll go to Rick.
Hey, Coach. On the NBC telecast Saturday, Steve Conroy suggested that maybe it was better to go through some difficulty early in the schedule rather than later. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I think any team that's going to have success, they have to go through some adversity at some point. And I'm sure this isn't the only adversity we're going to go through. And, we had one good game right now, so we don't want to get ahead of ourselves to it either. We have to make sure that, we come back tomorrow night, our first game at home, and show that we understand that we have to play a certain way to have success. So hopefully we learned from that last game. There's some real positives the way we played. And now we have to build off that and have some consistency in our game. We certainly didn't have any consistency in our first three games. And hopefully we can build off a really good, solid effort at Notre Dame on Saturday.
Next, we'll go to Sasha.
Hi, Coach. What are some key points you've been working on in practice this week?
Just again, building off of how we played on Saturday, I thought we just played a much more direct game. If we didn't have any space to make plays through the neutral zone, we put pucks in spots to get it back in the offensive zone. We got our forecheck going. We protected pucks well. We got to the net very well. Defensively, we protected the slot. That's one of the things we try to do. First two periods of the game versus Notre Dame on Saturday, I don't think we gave a chance up in the slot, which is that helps our game. And then we transition to offense, and we did a very good job of that. So we just kind of built, worked on all the stuff we built on Saturday.
Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Talk about like the difficulty in playing such a road heavy schedule to start off the season, and then also the excitement of being, I know you had the U18 game, but first real game in front of the Aganis crowd.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a couple games on the road, so it was, really only, I guess, four games. It's a good way sometimes for team bonding and getting used to playing on the road. Ideally, we would like to have better efforts in a couple of them. But yeah, we're excited now to get our, home schedule started. UMass always has a good following too. I'm sure they'll be bringing some fans in, and hopefully it's a really good atmosphere tomorrow night. And I know our guys are looking forward to it. Sometimes it's tough to play those exhibition games. And now this is, the real deal, especially getting into our hockey schedule against a really solid opponent.
Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, Coach, just like you mentioned, with this being a Hockey East opponent, is there any extra emphasis on special teams? Because I know sometimes these games are called a little bit more tight and there's a lot more penalties, power plays called and whatnot. So has that been a focus this week in practice?
Yeah, it's been a focus for us, not only because of that, more because our special teams have really struggled to start the season. So we're continuing to work on it, trying to continue to sort things out. Our penalty kill was definitely better on Saturday against Notre Dame. We gave up two on Friday, didn't give up any on Saturday. So that's a plus. So we got to build off that. Power play, we did get one on Saturday. There were some chances that, we didn't capitalize on. So it was definitely better. But again, we still certainly have to be better as a team in our special teams game.
We'll go to Gracie.
The freshman class has combined for 9 of the 16 goals scored this season. Usually there's a transition period for them, but it seems like they've transitioned pretty seamlessly. What do you attribute to that?
I just think, you know, they've gotten some opportunity to gain some confidence. What I see from a lot of these freshmen is they really enjoy coming to the rink, enjoy playing the game. They have a passion for the game, and it's exciting. I think they're bringing excitement to our group. It's been refreshing. So I think that's part of it. They're excited to play the game. And for the most part, they've been pretty consistent and solid. I think I talked about it last week where we needed some of our veteran guys to start finding their games. And I think we started seeing that on Saturday. So hopefully they're building their game and continue to get better. And our freshmen keep moving forward here.
We'll go back to Tyler.
I noticed Luke Tuck had 7 block shots last weekend, way ahead of his pace from last year. Is that just a coincidence, the style of those games, or is that something you guys maybe challenged him to pick up a bit?
Well, I think Luke, to me, is playing his best hockey since he's been at BU. I think he's been excellent from the start of the year. He's dialed in defensively. I think that's part of it. He's getting in shot lanes. He understands how we want to play defensively. I think all areas of his game have been very good. So it's been very encouraging the way he's playing right now. He's playing to a certain identity that makes him successful. He's using his size and physicality. He's getting to the net. There's just a lot of good things in his game right now that we're really happy with. And, you know, we expect him to keep moving and helping us win hockey games.
I'll go back to Johnny.
Just a question on Jeremy Wilmer. Would you say he's one of the more underrated guys in Hockey East? I know he's undrafted, but, you know, being his size at 5'8", does he go a little bit under the radar?
I think he goes under the radar a little bit, not from our standpoint, but definitely maybe in the public's eye. He's he just always finds a way to make plays. He sees the ice very well. He's very competitive. At his size, he gets inside all the time. He sees the ice better than maybe anyone in the league. He makes some high-end passes. And at the end of the day, usually on the score sheet, you're going to see a few points from Jeremy Wilmer. So, we're very lucky to have him. Last year, probably top 5 in scoring on our team. And, you know, we expect the same this year with just the way he plays.
Got time for 2 more. We'll start with Tyler.
Thoughts on Matthew Caron so far? How have you seen him improve, or has he improved?
Yeah, I think he's getting better every game. I think the first game against Bentley, he played very well. I thought the UNH game, we actually hung him out to dry, to be honest with you. I think he gave up 6, but I mean, they could have scored 10 to 12 on us that night. We were that bad defensively. So I thought overall he was actually fine in that game. The first Notre Dame game, I thought he was solid. Maybe wanted a couple back, but on Saturday against Notre Dame, I thought he played very well. So I think he's just getting more and more comfortable playing for us and kind of getting used to his D and kind of what they expect and where the shots are going to be coming from. So he's getting better and better as we go week to week here.
And we'll close things out with Johnny.
And I apologize if you've answered this a bunch of times, but, you know, being this is my first time meeting you, what would you say is your team's identity right now to this point? Obviously, that's a huge thing that goes into these things.
Well, I think we showed our identity on Saturday. That was the first time I think we've seen it from our group. Just really playing a direct game, playing a fast game, playing a hard transition game. Second, third effort. We saw that all night long in all 3 zones. And that's when we're good. When we're connected in all 3 zones as a group, that's when we play our best hockey.